Hello and welcome back to another Your Daily Reddit episode. Today we'll be looking at the r/prorevenge subreddit. Steal my design and get all the credit? Enjoy getting kicked off. So my friend over in Korea studies fashion design. Sometimes sends me over the sketches of designs and it all look amazing. Then again, I'm not into fashion. She is particularly interested in designing handbags and purses. She told me a story about how she shut down one of the most entitled, self-centered, lazy students on campus. The cast: Grace, our main character girl; Jane, the evil one; Professor, the instructor of the course. The story. At first, Grace and Jane got along just fine. They're both interested in similar stuff and quickly became BFFs. Grace decided to show Jane her sketches and designs for her handbag and purses. And Jane was so impressed by it because these sketches were in incredible detail, including all the patterns and sew lines, coupled with the figurative measurements. Even Professor was impressed by it. And there was no surprise that Grace got a high mark on their first major exam. Jane didn't do so well and practically followed Grace everywhere to get pointers and how to do better. So Grace decided to help her out. Unfortunately, Jane turned out to be one of the most entitled, lazy, and selfish person that Grace has ever met. Things that Jane did to piss off Grace included, but not limited to, not paying attention, being late to their study session, never showing appreciation, and didn't pay for coffee or snacks, and complaining annoyingly about how hard it was to draw something. Grace pretty much gave up after a week, refusing to meet Jane outside of their class. Time went by, and for their midterm, everyone in the class had to present on stuff they had designed. When it was Jane's turn, Grace was shocked to see that Jane had stolen one of her designs. Thankfully, Grace had multiple designs going on, so there was no conflict when it was her turn to present, but she was seething with rage. Grace had a meeting with the professor afterwards, and the professor knew what was going on, but he couldn't really do anything because it turns out Jane was the daughter of the chairman, or one of the major investors, Grace says she can't recall. The chairman apparently blackmailed the professor into giving Jane the best grades, the revenge. The professor did, however, help Grace devise a plan to humiliate and expose Jane. For the finals, the professor introduced the class. They would do another presentation, but it would be with three designs, and they advised to bring their A game because professionals from the industry will be grading their work, and the head department and chairman will be there as well. So, you know how Grace has a bunch of sketches for the class? Well, Grace also has a separate sketchbook that is designed for major brands, MK, Coach, you name it. She never used these directly for a class assignment, but rather as inspirations for her designs. Grace pretended to be all up and friendly with Jane again, but brought the other sketchbook on their meetings, still putting up with the problems mentioned above. Grace secretly worked tirelessly on her new design and did best to keep it a secret from Jane. So the day the final presentations arrives, and Grace and the professor are grinning because they know what's about to happen. Grace went first, and she got a lot of praise from the judges. After a few more presentations, the last one to go was Jane. Jane turned out to be another copycat. Copycat designed from not one, not two, but three different companies. After the presentation, this was how it all went down, at least according to Grace. Judge one: "Are you saying you designed all of these by yourself?" Jane: "That's right." Judge one: "And you swear that this was your design and you didn't copy it from anywhere else?" Jane: "I swear." Judge one: "Are you aware that these designs from insert three different brands?" Jane: "Huh?" judge one. Are you aware that these are on the market right now in some of the most popular designs? Jane, wait, hold on. Judge two, yeah, I was going to bring this up. If you had worked for any brands, you would probably have been fired or worst case, sued. Jane, but Judge two, please, I'm not done yet. Did you honestly think this would work? We, the judges, have been in the industry for over 10 years. We know a copycat when we see it. Jane, but these aren't even my designs. They're from Grace. Judge three to Grace, is this true? Grace, yes, but I never used them for major projects, nor called them my work. I just used sketches from them as inspirations for my own design. Judge three, well, that was pretty clear from your presentation. Turning back to Jane. Now, Miss Jane, this is clear of a case of plagiarism. I hope your school is merciful on this matter. After the presentation was over, the chairman screamed at the professor in front of everyone, not realizing he just revealed blackmailing and the secret grade deal. Jane tried to call out Grace on how, "You screwed me over!" But it really didn't matter. No one was listening to Jane's attempt and slander, and was kicked out of the school. The chairman pretty much lost all support and had to resign. He was replaced by a far more honorable and contempt one. This was posted by u/sgy0003. Well, that was a long story. Crazy turn. I did not expect it to go that way. I was expecting it to be more directed at the chairman, but you know, it's more fun when you get a turn. The next post we will be looking at is, you can't drive through that. Not my revenge, but I witnessed it. Back in 2004, we had those big plastic round garbage bins in the back of our alley. About six of them down every alley in my neighborhood. They were huge, 4 foot tall, 4 foot wide at the top. They got emptied every Thursday around 8 in the morning. I lived half a block down the alley from a local bar, and every few weeks I'd go out in the morning to see all the bins knocked down. Some drunk idiot was driving his beater home around the time the bar closed around at 2 a.m. and figured hitting them on purpose just for laughs. One winter came, the plastic bins got more brittle and every bin that got cracked or destroyed. The city never did anything other than just replace the bin. But it would take a few weeks and irritating to have to pick them up in all the time and use farther away bins because the nearby ones were toast. So this continued for months, and winter gets cold here in Canada. We had a solid week of negative 40 degrees. One Saturday night, I saw red and blue flashing through my curtains. Walked out to see a completely totaled mid-80s Buick wrapped around a bin. One of my neighbors has decided to fill their bin with water, which froze into a solid block of ice. Not sure which neighbor did it, but they are absolute heroes in my mind. The guy got arrested, I assume, and he was charged with drunk driving at least. His tow-away truck took what was left of his car, but the bin stayed here for the last couple of months as a monument to his stupidity filled with ice because it was too heavy to move and also didn't want the least bit of damage by the collision. TLDR, drunk idiot likes smashing empty bins with his car in the winter. Neighbor fills one with water. Water freezes. Drunk guy totals car and gets arrested. That was posted by u/CapitarDar. The next post we will be looking at is, my roommate thought she was sneaky, ends up owing me $400, and got suspended.
This is a long one, I know. So this happened my second semester dorming at my college campus. I had met my roommate at orientation, and I could already tell she was going to be a pain in my ass, and I was right about that. I planned on moving rooms to be closer to some friends the next semester. But let me get to the story that led to my revenge. On campus, you can pay for meals using your student ID, which has a certain money amount on it each semester. You could also use an app that you put your name and ID info on it to make it easier to pay. But the name and ID must match to work, which will be important later. Any funds from the fall semester will roll over to spring, but then at the end of the spring, it would just expire. Because of this, and because I only ate once or twice per day, I had a ton of saved up on my card. My roommates, on the other hand, did not, so I offered to pay for some of her meals from time to time. In trade for her picking up food for us, which involved her using my card twice in person, then she'd return it. Then one day, I noticed that my app that the card was being charged even when I wasn't ordering food. Not just a meal, but a meal for several people. This meant whoever was ordering, I wonder who, either had stolen my ID card, which has been in my pocket when I got the charge, or was impersonating my info on the app, which are both big no-nos on my campus. I was quick to put two and two together and was pretty pissed. I was initially going to confront her on it, but decided to formulate a plan instead. That day, I went and ordered the second ID card for $25 to use for later, as it took a couple of weeks to get the new one. I let her charge several things on my card over the 2 weeks for her and her friends. She wasn't very good at hiding it either, as they would come into our dorm to eat, while I was just screenshotting and sending emails to our support team of the app and the charges, knowing nothing would get done unless I contacted someone in person. And one day, it got even better. As you can buy groceries with the card off campus as well, she decides to pay for alcohol with my card, which doesn't get pinged as an issue on my card for me due to me being over 21, but she was only 19. Not sure how she got it, but I was just the thing finally on my action plan. I put my best sad face on and contacted the head of campus living and head of my dorm about the charges on my account. I dropped some hints that it could be my roommate and mentioned that I got a new ID and asked what I should do. I was told to order the new ID card, and once I got it, to deactivate my old one and use the new one to make purchases from now on, making my old ID have a balance of zero, and also to ping it if someone uses it to try and buy anything. They also told me that they will be visiting my dorm to discuss the issue with my roommate. I accepted that and waited. They sent the confirmation email that they would be visiting, and I just decided to add more fuel to the fire. My roommate was groaning about not having the funds for food in the front of me at our dorm. I told her I really couldn't help her out as I was running low on funds, and she had just kind of laughed it off and left the room, probably to go use my old ID. I deactivated my first card right after she left, and surprise, surprise, she used it to pay. Except when she tried to pay for her and her friends, this time, it was declined and pinged that my ID was used. Campus security was called, and she was escorted back to my dorm. Pretty much perfect timing for our meetings with campus living. She was scared shitless when they came into the dorm to talk through her stuff. On her phone, she was still logged into the app with my ID information and name. And in her dorm closet was the half-full cheap vodka. And on my phone was a screenshot of said unauthorized vodka purchase. In the end, she was forced to pay me back for all the funds she used in cash and was reported for underage drinking, which automatically suspends you from the campus living for at least a year and would have on her permanent record identity theft, which I could also have her charged for out of school. But in the end, I got the dorm remainder for the rest of the semester and even part of the semester after, because it wasn't put as an available room for new dormers. I didn't get all my money back from her parents, who were embarrassed and apologized profusely. And when she did eventually come back to campus, no one wanted to dorm with her because they knew she had stolen her roommate's ID. I think at the end, she rented off campus. Wow. Crazy story, but that's kind of what happens when you go against it. That was posted by u/mzoon. OP, it's hard to see, but when you were both benefiting from it, it was fine. But I think once she bought the vodka, it crossed the line. The next post we'll be looking at is my hag of a stepmom gave away my PlayStation 4 while I was away in college. So I rented out her house while she was on her honeymoon with her newest husband. I've been reading a lot of Reddit lately, especially entitled Parents. I made a new account when I came across this page. I never thought I'd actually try and contribute something. But until now, Reddit has been my guilty morning coffee read. So here it goes. I'm an only son. My mom died of ovarian cancer at the age of 55, and it broke my dad's heart. They've been together since college, and they were the same age, my dad being a month older. I'm 22 and about to graduate college with a degree in chemistry when the main event starts to occur. I was at college on a full ride scholarship. This is important later. My dad met my now stepmom when she was my mom at my nurse at the hospital where she spent her final days. My stepmom, Grace, played all her cards right to gain my dad's trust. She was empathetic to him, nurturing and comforting after my mom passed. I was 17, but old enough to sense that she was just trying to weasel her way into getting my dad's resources. But it was end up that my dad, if he wanted to be in a relationship with her. I was in my final year of public school, and I just won a scholarship to attend college out of the country to follow the following year. My dad mourned my mom for a year, and the whole time, Grace would check in on him by phone every month or so. My opinion was that I thought she was just trying to scope out the possibility of sinking her hooks in him. After a year passed, Grace took the gloves off and went hard after my dad. Grace was only 40 when she and my dad started seeing each other. I didn't like her, but at the same time, my dad at least didn't seem so depressed anymore. So I tried to be less pessimistic about her, give her the benefit of the doubt. But my grunt didn't trust her, though. We are Scandinavian. At least in my family, the son does not tell her father what to do or even offer any opinion. Grace is from the Czech Republic, if you're wondering. My father was a very successful banker. Due to his career, he amassed quite a portfolio of wealth. I'd spare you the details, but after 6 months of dating, Grace and my father married. My dad never got over my mom, though. He was getting weaker and weaker, though he was only 57. Since his health was fading, he called me in and asked me point blank, "Boy, what do you need to set up in your life?" I told him I don't need anything. I'm a man and I can take care of myself. But what are you even talking about, Dad? You're going to be around for decades. I didn't remind him that he still had living sisters with children, my aunts and cousins. I also reminded him that I had a full scholarship at college, so don't need to worry about me giving me any cash. He was dead only a year later at 59. I, of course, had seen a lot of Hollywood movies, so I considered the conspiracy that maybe my dad's wife, nurse, poisoned him and made him sign all of his money all over to her. But I really, honestly, did not think that's what happened. Other relatives didn't like Grace either, but they knew my dad was totally in love with my mom, and her death utterly broke him. Long story short, my dad beneath his 5-bedroom house to me, even though I wasn't expecting it and didn't ask for it. He gave a small endowment to each of his sisters and their children, and he left about 80% of all existing money to Grace, which amounted to several hundreds of thousands of dollars. My dad ignored me because he's generous and to fault, and still gave me several tens of thousands of dollars, which of course became very useful to me. Grace tried to put on the friendly front, but I could tell she was angry that she didn't get my dad's house too. That belonged to me, and I had the legal papers to prove it. She was especially mad because we lived in extremely upscale and trendy location. The houses are hard to come by and are easily sold for a massive profit. During the first few months after my dad's death, I had the nauseating and creepy experience of knowing that Grace was trying to feel me out and see if I might be into a little relationship with her. Gross. She still stayed in the house because over the last 3 years, she'd gotten used to living there and acted like she owned it, even though I officially owned it. I was always at college and only visited my dad's old house every couple of months. And even then, it wasn't to see Grace, but to see my cousins, who lived only a few miles away. I downplayed the fact that it was really my house, and over the months, I think Grace gradually forgot that she had really no legal right to the house. She probably believed that sooner or later, because I never asked her for any of the hundreds of thousands of my dad's dollars that she now had, that I was somehow independently wealthy and would just give up the house to her. I knew I'd eventually hydrobomb this biatch when she started dating some new guy only 5 months later after my dad was in the ground. And one time I came home from college after graduating and she was with her new boyfriend, some sleazy looking D-bad named Ivan, who's only a few years older than me, was acting like I was a guest in my own house, that they owned it. I played along. Grace told me she gave away my PlayStation 4 to Ivan's cousin because I'm too old to play with video games. I don't even know how this mother fricker and you gave my PS4 away to some little shit who I don't even know. I quickly changed all my network passwords that same day. I smiled, but I knew that I'd have to eventually do it. She'd also say that she and Ivan were getting married because I can't just mourn your father forever. I have to move on with my life. I told her that I was graduating college and already secured employment at a local firm and soon will be finding a new place to live. She looks thrilled, especially the part where it looks like I'll have a soon new place to live. Then, in a patronizing way, she tells me, "You will always have a place in our house, though. You're welcome to stay whenever you please." Thanks, Grace. Real generous of you. What I really say is that I'll probably have a new place in 3 months. She says that's wonderful because she intends to go to her homeland for the wedding with Ivan. And afterwards, she would have to go to her honeymoon. She assures me it's a local affair, otherwise I'd invite you, honey. But anyway, I know you're so busy. I congratulate her, and she asks if I can watch her house for her. Watch my own house? Sure. What I say is, of course, I'll take care of this house. I'm careful to not say your house. She and her D-bag fiancé, who I'm 100% sure is only there for Grace's money, go on their trip. And I immediately pull out advertisements in a rental website for the leasing of the house. I hire movers and have all of Grace's furniture and possessions boxed up and put into a rental storage facility. I retained all of my parents' furniture that they had before our dad met Grace. Locks changed them all. Within days, I'm inundated with dozens of inquiries regarding my amazing furnished house with fantastic views. I rented to a wonderful young family, a barista and a school teacher wife, and their two preteen children. They pay me for the first and last month's rent and sign a lease for a year. I warn them about my crazy stepmom, who thinks this is her house, but I present them with the contact information to my lawyer, and the same lawyer that my dad retained, in case they needed any assurance that I'm on the level. I also give my lawyer the information about the storage facility, including the fact that I graciously paid for 4 months of storage in advance, which is a whole month longer than Grace's Czech honeymoon adventure. Then I found a great apartment in the city near my place of work. There I met a woman in a restaurant that I frequent at night after a long day's work. We've been dating for 6 months now, and we are engaged to get married. Grace, of course, is tired to shriek and cause trouble when she realized that I've kicked her out of my house, but my lawyers quickly shut her mouth without me having to ever speak to her garbage face again. That's what I hear. Her and her trash husband have left the country, and I assume they're blowing through my dad's money and will soon be broke like chavs usually become when they taste a bit of what they think is the good life. So maybe Grace will go and try to exploit some other lonely man into giving her his money. Speaking of money, the house that I rent out is so gracious and giving and so much money that I'm not only able to help pay for my cousin's college, but I moved into a larger apartment of my own. Together with my fiance, I love my job, but really, I could survive solely on my dad's household rent. And to think, if Grace had only been cooler and nicer, I might have let her stay in the house, just to be a good sport. And definitely if she stayed the hell out of my room. But no, she has all prosperity, so I'd make her homeless as a wedding gift. Wow. OP, crazy story, long story, but good story. That was posted by you/youngsourswede.